Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
2-2. McCutchen sends one high and deep out to the left center field. And this one is gone! Andrew McCutchen! A three-run homer here in Anaheim. And there's that crushing blow. 5-1 Pirates.
He murdered that thing. Kevin Young. He murdered that thing, Doran. Absolutely annihilated it. And one of the stories of the game is that Bailey Falter left early due to an injury. So we'll see what's going on with Bailey. But then the bullpen dude goes 5 innings, gives up no runs, strikes out 7. Shugart gets the win. Bednar, now a second consecutive scoreless appearance. 1 inning, 1 strikeout. Lawrence got the hold. Santana got the hold. Barucki threw an inning. So the bullpen was outstanding. Mm-hmm. After the game, IKF said, finally, we put the offense together. The pitching staff's been doing its job. He's right. Largely, the pitching staff has normalized. The bullpen's been much better. The starting rotation, you know, here and there you get a bad start, but more than not has been good. But 9 runs, 18 hits, season high in hits, obviously, for the Pirates. 9 runs, 18 hits. You probably want more than 9 runs, frankly, to get 18 hits. But O'Neill Cruz, 2-for-6. Brian Reynolds, 3-for-5. McCutchen, 2-for-5. Joey Bart, 2-for-5. And I said this last week, Doran. Forget about the Tommy Pham's and the Adam Frazier's and the Enmanuel Valdez's of the world. If Cruz, Reynolds, McCutchen, and Bart can hit the way that they pitch, they can start winning some series here.
Mm-hmm.
So you need your big guns to be your big guns. Those would be their relative big guns, and they all showed up last night.
What makes you feel better, 18 hits last night or Bednar 2 games in a row?
Yes. But to answer your question on radio and have an opinion, Bednar.
Yeah.
Agreed?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Very good sign.
I mean, clearly, they had that 7-run outburst and they gave up 10 damn runs on Friday night against Cleveland. But they've kind of done that. Like, watch them be cold tonight where they'll have an outburst and then there's just no consistency there. So until they show a little bit more consistency and until those big dudes are showing up every single night, then I'm not going to get excited about it, but if they're going to be competitive at all this year, the guy that they had earmarked as their closer, who's been a 2-time All-Star, needs to be a part of it in his last 2 appearances. And the 5 appearances in AAA, that's 7 consecutive good appearances for David Bednar. It looks like he's probably figured it out.
Nice.
Now, truth. Truth serum time? No, I didn't watch any of it.
No. You were sleeping.
No. We got the email from our guy Joel Nelson. They always send out the show notes. Dan Zangrilli's post-game show ended at 1:30.
Oh,
man, I woke up to pee at like 1:45, see if they won. Just got it in.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.